I'm with Jimmy Emmons from the west central part of the state. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about at this time last year, so much of Oklahoma was very, very dry. We were really concerned about how we were going to survive the winter. Last spring we started finally getting some moisture. You're looking at your part of the world really has had a lot of moisture here in 2015.
Yeah, it's amazing that we could go and through so many years of drought, 2, 3, 4 years of drought extensively, and then get your annual rainfall in the month of May and April and May, and then follow through. We had good rains through the summer. We a little short dry period before we planted wheat, but just about the time wheat planting came, we got some rains, and it's been really, really good. It's a really good gift.
Tell me a little, how you've been one of the advocates and one of the pioneers in our state when it comes to a lot of these healthy soil concepts, cover crops, no-till. How's your particular operation responded to this kind of swing back to a lot more moisture?
Well, that's the great thing about a cover crop and soil health is you can infiltrate a lot more water. We've just now got some new data back that we've doubled our organic matter in fields in 2 years. And in a drought, that's pretty unheard of, especially in our area. And so we've been able to take all the water that's come and not run any off. So that's a wonderful, wonderful side to the cover crop project.
When you say you've doubled the organic matter, what does that mean to you as a farmer?
Well, that means that your capacity to hold water in the soil has doubled. It's also, the soil is more alive, the earthworms are working more, the microbes are decomposing the residue from the top better. And so nutrient-wise, it's a strong plus. And besides the water holding capacity, and that's what will really help areas like us is be able to hold water, because you know more than anybody all over the state how erratic rains are. And so when it does rain, we need to be able to capture it. Plus, it gives us downstream water quality, so our nutrients and our sediments and stuff don't float down the rivers and down the streams. So that's a big plus.
How does that affect your decisions on what crops to use, how to orchestrate your overall farm plan?
Well, we're in the mode of building organic matter right now, so we want to grow lots of grass, where that's Egyptian wheat, millets, sorghum sedan. That's a high carbon material that can be put in that will help organic matter grow. But you got to have a good nitrogen ratio formula to figure that out. And we like 24-1, 27-1 ratio when we're planting, when we're seeding our cover crops. So without that, you're kind of guessing in the dark. But if you want more organic matter, you want more carbon. If you're growing a crop after a cover crop and you need more nitrogen, you need to plant a little more legumes. So it's a balance in that. And you just kind of got to tweak and learn your own situation as you go.
How does that give you the opportunity to be profitable, to survive financially?
Well, this last year on our plots, we by our probes and the cores that we pulled out, we had 3.9 inches more water where we've been rotating cover crops versus no-till wheat stubble. And this year, that made about the difference of 12 to 15 bushels more grain. So that really adds to the bottom line. And that's what we got to get to in the state is get them. And that's the reason we're trying to get as much data from our farm to share with everybody else.